Okay, everybody, welcome back. I don't know what just happened with Podbean, but
I think you guys talking about 737s and everything, and that's what did it.
I have no idea, but welcome back to the Pulse Live Variety Show, part two.
I don't know.
He just didn't like your point, Scott. So what the heck?
Yeah, I know.
Right? He was like, fuck you all.
Yeah, arguing with me.
Spacebar.
This show is boring. No, click it off.
You showed him, didn't you?
Hang on. The whistleblower that has came out in the last 24 hours is talking about 787s. They're not talking about the 777s, and he was not talking
about... No, but what about the whistleblower that was murdered?
Murdered.
Everybody be ready.
And that was on an earlier one. That was
737 Max.
It wasn't rule of murder.
Okay.
Right. You're right. But being that in the last,
if you call it murder, that is hyperbole.
Yeah. Being in the last 2 years, mm-hmm. that like 80% of every single like airline mechanical mishap has been centered around not one model of a Boeing aircraft, but submodel of a Boeing aircraft.
Yeah.
So the 737 Max is a piece of shit. And if the person that suicided, mm-hmm. right, or died, or yep. however you mm-hmm. however Russ wants me to say that, so what he was going to testify is that mm-hmm. instead of doing the proper sales arrangement and consultation and delivery of the airplanes, this was just a how are we going to make a lot of money. And not only was there Boeing executives involved, there was other companies involved. There was BlackRock people involved. There was also government officials, including certain politicians that were involved in that whole, all those meetings that made the 737 Max a thing.
Right.
So,
okay.
So like they're saying that it was rushed to market because they just wanted to make money and they used taxpayer money to pay for everything. So it was a way to rob the American people to get another airplane that no one actually needed out there. And it is a big fucking piece of shit. So the Southwest thing is like throw that on the side.
Like, yeah. Okay.
But you are right that there's an analyzing of these issues like there wasn't before. But they were never concentrated on one model in the past.
No, that's what I'm saying.
But you're right. A given week, there's going to be something that goes wrong that grounds an airplane, right? Like everywhere.
Being on the FAA circular and seeing what comes out. I can honestly tell you every day something freaking happens out there. And it's not that big, you know, it's just one of those things that happens. You're working with machinery. Machinery is going to go down. Shit's going to break. Things happen. And, you know, luckily they're not falling out of the sky at that point. You know what I mean? But it's just a mechanical piece of equipment. There's going to be failures and there's going to be things that need to be fixed.
Well, for someone like me who doesn't have that magazine and all of a sudden in the news cycle, that's all you're seeing. It just makes you wonder.
I understand that. And the thing is the way that they portray it is like, oh my God, it's happening right now. Look out. Every plane in the world's going to fall out of the sky.
Well, that's true.
And that's what they're portraying. They're going after the fear porn on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And to be fair, they could just solve all this by just grounding every 37.
I mean, that would be amazing because that little bit just chubbed me up.
Yep.
Robert, welcome, brother. Nice to have you back. Did you listen to yesterday's show, by the way? Did you listen to your watch?
I did, and I found myself lacking in the ability to view the ones that were being talked about.
I
can send you
pictures, I guess.
And lacking in, what's the word there, like brand names? Or like okay. a way to look some of them up. Like some of them, it was like, oh, yeah. it's just this movement. And I'm like, okay. So I'm like trying to look it up through like weird little ways, but that was just me. That was just my observation. Okay. I thought it was awesome that there was a whole segment about it.
Right. It was actually pretty fun.
For someone who wasn't even there. I mean, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good. Glad you got a piece of that. Okay. Now back to,
did you get your box today?
I did get a box. I haven't opened it. Like, okay. I got home and shoved some Chinese food in my face and fell asleep.
Ooh, Chinese food. That sounds good.
Yeah. Mm. The wife was looking at me funny because I was at that tired stage where you just don't talk.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the zombie stage.
Yep.
Yeah, you kind of grunt a little, and that's about it.
That's it.
I was there yesterday. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. But think about this. All this fear porn that everyone's putting out on the airplanes, right? Uh-huh. If it was really happening like that, do you really think all these airplanes would still be up in the air?
I don't know what to think, to be honest with you.
Well, think about it. Would you go jump on a plane and take a flight right now if you needed to?
Well,
depends.
If I needed I would. I guess you're right.
So who cares whether you're thinking about it or whether you're not thinking about it? It's still a mode of transportation. It's still mechanical. It's still going to happen. It's still something that we need in our life, unless you're going to ride a bicycle across the U.S.
All I got to say is just look at one individual U.S. agency, right? Look at the EPA. The EPA... I'm just going to go ahead and say it straight out. Since Biden's been in office, he had them remove all of the guidelines to the EPA off of their website because he no longer wants American citizens to be involved in decisions that are made about our environment completely. It was a day one thing. So if you go on the EPA's website today, you will no longer be able to see what they're doing, what their goals are, or anything like that. There's no guidelines left. Every single
you and I talked US, about that a while ago, Scott.
U.S. department is like that. If you're talking about housing, commerce, transportation,
it's all blank.
And then you want to get real nasty, get into security and things that have to do with that.
Yeah.
So. Our government is hiding from its people. Well, yeah, of course she knows.
That's what I'm asking. I mean, you and I talked about it a long time ago. Amber, you still with us there?
Yeah. Uh huh.
Okay. I see your bubble going. No, I mean, me and Scott talked about this, you know, a few years ago when we first came out, noticed that everything that was supposed to explain about these government agencies was completely gone and wiped out. It was, you know, basically mindless BS that is put on their sites now, you know. But, you know, it's just a thing. Like I said, it ain't no different. Even George put it out there. The planes have risk of crashing. Trains have risk. Boats, everything does. You know, whatever you're going to take. Worst. And exactly, there's
the best thing to do is just walk.
Well, I think one also thing that hit me is we're taking a flight on Southwest. I'm like, oh great, because up until now I didn't
know the cattle car
about it being on Southwest. I'm like, great.
I mean, I think to be honest, Southwest has lower marks with all of this stuff going on than anyone else does. I mean, the amount that Alaska's been hit.
Oh,
United's been hit. Uh-huh. Delta's been hit.
Yep.
Southwest is like, that one.
Uh-huh.
You know,
right.
And it's so weird that like the regionals have, because they run all their smaller shitty planes that literally are like, I mean, they're almost like vintage airplanes, like prop planes that American Eagle runs. They ain't doing shit, right? Like they're not falling out of the sky. They don't got panels falling off and engines exploding. Like, and these planes are pieces of shit and they have no freaking problems. So I really do think that there's a lot of hyper viewing.
Right. BP, welcome to the show.
Well, it's making my trust a little lower with Boeing. Are they like not doing their quality control? Are they not? Is it because of the DEI?
Boeing is in business to take taxpayer money. They don't make anything. Yeah. All they do is just take taxpayer money and put out things that somehow fulfill the request. And those things happen to be weapons of war and airplanes. So
it's just how it is.
They are just a way for us to keep paying the government money. They serve no purpose to our lives at all.
Amber, so, making you send you notice Brett there's, one of those there's plenty. Mugs.
Can I send Brett what?
I just put one of your coffee mugs in the chat here. Can you send one to Brett?
Oh, you're talking about the old man mug.
Oh yeah.
Can you send that one right there to him?
And it, yeah,
I purple. Can send, hey, yeah.
A picture.
Purple's his favorite color, you know.
The picture. It is. It.
The whole thing. Just send him a whole cup.
No, I'm not sending him mine. The old man gave me mine.
Oh, well, find another one just like that. Send it to him.
Will he love me forever if I do?
Oh, he would. He'd drink out of that all day long.
Well, going back to this whole airplane thing, whatever they do, they do. It's not going to, you know, if it discourages you from going to fly, then you know what? That's on yourself. You know, it ain't no different. If I have to fly tomorrow, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to get on a plane and I'm going to go fly. I'm going to get there in a relative good time. I'm going to stop at the Sky Lounge. I'm going to have a cocktail or two in between flights and I'm just going to move on with it. You know, all this stuff about, you know, planes falling out of the sky and we're worried about this and parts and this and crap and all this stuff.
Let me ask you this, Brett. Why do you think now that they haven't really talked about it in the past? And I believe what you're saying is true, that, you know, you made a lot of sense. Yeah. They're mechanical. They've had issues, but none of us have heard, the average American have not heard about all these problems in a short
because they're now sensationalizing it.
That's no, it's not only that, it's that they're running out of shit to talk about. They're running out of places to point. Okay. They're running out of crap to run on fear. This is what the media does. This is what the administrations do. If they can point something towards fear to make America go, ooh, and give you that little shiver, that's what they're looking for. And they're doing it.
Same thing with politics. Same thing with the economy. It's the same with politics.
It was the same with COVID. It was the same with all of this. It's just a fear tactic to move on and keep someone on the edge to start, you know, it's basically like taking a glass of water and pouring it on an anthill. What do the ants do? They freaking scatter.
They drop. Okay.
So some do. And you know what? Some of the people do, because now we have people that won't fly. So what does that do to our economy? It just slowed it down.
Same thing when you do online shopping to compare the stores. And I think they say one thing about a store, then all the other stores are in trouble. And then you're saying to people, well, now you just have to do online shopping. You can't get out of your own house to go to some malls and try on pants or shirts or anything like that. You don't even have to go to the stores. No. That defeats the purpose at times, too, because, you know, people would like to get out and spend money differently. They don't want to be doing online shopping, do they? Do you people really want to do that? I don't.
That's exactly, you know what? Eric just put it out. If a pilot knows how to fly up the plane,
I
the
chances online shopping.
A pilot knows how to land it. I'm going to tell you, you know what?
I like going out. I really don't like going out, to be honest. I like online shopping. I'd rather not deal with self-checkout machines or freaking...
Right.
I understand about the self-checkout machines because they're stupider than everybody, a bag of dicks here. But, I mean, you can go and talk to people.
Well, there's plenty of those in the U.S. today.
Yeah.
I mean, they're dumb as a box of hair. I mean, think about it. Like I said, okay, so now they got this fear pouring out on the airplanes, right?
Yeah.
What's the first thing it did? It slowed down things. It has slowed down the movement of people. It has slowed down business, right? People are scared of getting on airplanes now, so now business isn't moving. Deals aren't being made. I disagree with all of
that. Well, isn't that true? Like, it's a conspiracy. It has not, if you keep people moving.
The thing that slowed down Americans is money.
Yeah, that's
true. I still see it. If you can't see that it's going to slow down or have some impact on business, then you know what? It is going
to
have an
impact. You're dumber than a box of hammers is what he wants to say, but he don't want to call you stupid, Scott.
Maybe not dumber, denser.
I'm just saying, if people don't move around the U.S. business-wise that create deals across the U.S., and if they are not flying, then it is going to slow down.
Do you really think that the current White House administration... Do you really think though that the current White House administration wants poor people flying in airplanes?
Hell no. No.
Yeah.
Of course not. On the conspiracy end of things, that's part of the control. They're not moving around. They can keep them contained. You inflate the price of everything and they make people dependent on the government.
Right. And they want Leonardo DiCaprio to fly, not Amber May.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They don't want these poor people who aren't millionaires that don't have private jets. They think of those things as roach coaches in the sky. They're garbage where all the garbage people are all up next to each other breathing and those things are disgusting. You know, they want their millionaires and their actors and the people with influence flying in private jets, and they want all of us never to fly again.
Pretty much.
Because you know how they're going to do it? Climate change. Don't fly. Yeah. Don't fly. That's going to hurt. That's going to hurt the globe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Crap.
They had their summit and they all went in their private jets.
And they're having another.
But they're allowed to. They're smarter than you, so they're allowed to. So there's just no, like no the dumb people. If you're dumb, you don't have a private jet, right?
That would kill dumb people. That would kill tourism, and tourism would kill economies. And if you kill economies, then you don't have control over.
Right, because you get tourism in the.
The only way you keep control of people is if you maintain a certain level of lifestyle.
Well, we understand that, but I think there's plenty of people who would like that the most fanciest hotels and the most beautiful natural destinations were only visited by the rich.
Yeah, I think so.
The poor people ruin everything.
Yeah, I think so too. Screw
the rich.
The poor people are hanging out in East LA. You know,
they're hanging out more than East LA.
San Diego.
And honestly,
no, they are not in San Diego, George. That is the farthest place away that they are not.
Yeah, honestly, where most of us live, we couldn't afford to live in East LA. So
as weird as that is,
we couldn't even afford to live there anymore.
I had a friend that owned a freaking apartment above a building down there on Hollywood Boulevard. And it sold for like $6.5 million back in the 90s.
Wow.
I mean, it was retarded, you know.
Wow.
It was actually, there was an apartment just above the building next to Frederick's at Hollywood, and he sold it for $6.5 million.
You know what? I miss that store. I really do.
Is it not still there anymore?
No, it's gone. All of them. They like left in the early 2000s. Because I used to buy my bras from there, and the last time I was able to shop there was for my wedding to buy the right bra for my dress. And I love.
So what are they all online now?
I don't know.
I don't think they're around anymore.
I don't think so either. They like disappeared in early 2000s.
Did that particular one have like a viewing window for like the showroom?
Because
that would be worth the $6.5 million.
Oh, you're talking about
No,
it's
not.
What Victoria's Secret is?
What is it?
The girls don't stay in the bras.
Frederick's is still going.
Is it really?
They sure
only is online or what? Or did they just close locations here in Arizona?
Well, they may have closed locations, but the original in downtown Hollywood, you will never see that close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I liked it.
You will never see the original store closed down there. I'm just saying that'll never happen.
Yeah.
You know, if it does, it would popular, be.
And it's not a 99 cent store, so we're good.
No, it's not. But there is one next door to it.
I'd see the closure of dollar stores. That breaks my heart. I love dollar stores.
Okay, so there we're at that.
Poor people.
Yeah, Frederick the Hollywood is only online, dear.
Oh, wow.
Did you check Frederick's of Hollywood in Hollywood, the store location?
I'm looking.
Yeah.
All the steps so far says it's all online.
I didn't know they were online. Yeah, no, I thought they were gone completely. I didn't know they were even online. I didn't even bother to look.
No, the one in Hollywood. See, in 2015, they filed for Chapter 11. But they are still open and active, still in business.
Oh, wow.
And still in L.A.
Oh, wow. I wish they were here in Phoenix. I mean, I could.
Brett, I checked that again. I don't think I see the actual store.
No, it says it's all online.
Okay. Yes, I'm seeing it right now that it just says, I just pulled it up right now.
All for more bra and panty stores and less dress shops.
Say that again.
I vote for more bra and panty.
Like bra and panty stores like Frederick's and Victoria's Secret and less dress stores.
Well said from a husband's point of view.
If we can put that on a ticket and make that a talking point, I don't care. I don't care what.
All fantasy stores.
If the political party is going for that, I'm in.
Yeah. You're in? Man. Oh, man. What, Robert? Scott? Fred? George?
Oh, yeah. Man.
John?
Here, I'm gonna send this to you.
All right. Hello, crazy.
And this will solve it all.
It's going to solve it all. Mm-hmm. Tell me what.
No more catalogs coming in the mail.
I actually looked up
the location. I went to where Frederick's of Hollywood was. And
what's there it now?
It shows it's permanently closed.
Oh, it does.
What is there now is a great question. It's next to the Medieval Torture Museum. I mean,
right. Yeah. I've been there
for years. Which goes great it's with
like, kind of like the same thing.
I mean, for those that had, it was actually, has anyone ever been to Frederick's of Hollywood, the real Frederick's in Hollywood? No,
I've been in there.
Okay, so you know the little museum in the back. It's kind of cool to go back in there. They got stuff there from actors from all the way back into the, you know, 50s, 40s, 50s, you know, stuff like that. I mean, it was an icon store. I mean, as soon as you hit Hollywood Boulevard, you looked for the what do you call it? It's a
museum called the World of Illusions.
The World of Illusions.
And actually, you the want building
museums,
been...
go to Iceland and go to the Dildo Museum.
The building has been kind of like butchered a little bit, but that is the only business in that building now.
The World of Illusions.
Huh. Yeah, the World
so
of
let
Illusions.
Me, let me say this. They kicked out tits and ass for illusions. I don't get it. I'm just saying that's just wrong. That goes against the grain. I mean,
maybe it's the illusion of TNA. I mean,
I don't know. I don't know. It's not right.
I'm gonna actually get you a picture of it because this is really interesting. Actually,
okay.
I found a picture of the building.
Yeah.
And as you know, it's residential,
right?
Yeah, the
upper mostly
floors,
residential now?
Have residential. They always have. There's always been people who've lived in that building.
Okay.
Here, you'll like this picture. It's cool.
Are you going to post it in the chat, Scott?
I can.
Now, is Frederick the one that Anastasia was the model for?
Yeah, she was a model there for years for Frederick.
I like the new color, by the way, on the mugs.
Is that cool or what?
Yeah. I opened it. I was like, okay, there's something different. And I'm
like, change for 2024.
It's got to be the color. It's the, yeah that's cool. That's cool.
Let me see here. What else? Well, I'm glad you like it, Robert. And by the way, congratulations for March, buddy.
Yeah, congratulations, Robert.
Thank you. And I haven't even been on for April.
I know.
This month's been kicking my ass.
Right? this job thing will kill your tea, man. Big time.
It looks like an apartment complex.
Yeah, there's always been people who've lived upstairs.
Yeah,
as far as I know. But that whole building used to be Frederick's, like the bottom.
Right. And you could always tell because when you hit Hollywood Boulevard, you could always see the window, the what do you call it? It's the eyebrows that came over.
The remote? Where's the remote?
I would like to go to that museum. I like magic. That would be kind of fun.
I like magic. That's so funny the way you said that.
Abracadabra.
What's the place to go to though for magic? What is it called at the club?
The hand is quicker than the eye.
In LA? What do you call it? Why am I brain farting on it? We've all been there.
You got to be invited.
Yeah.
Invited.
No.
Yeah,
you're right. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way,
when I've been there, it was because, like, I can't remember what it was, but it was an entire group was invited. And
right.
So, and then they just do public tours. You don't even get to see, like, inside.
No, you don't get to see their stuff. No.
Because it's like a training center. Like,
yeah, Penn and Teller did a little show on it. That's where me and Susie saw. You remember that, Susie? That's what we saw it on. That they were doing special little show. Yeah. And they showed some pretty awesome stuff. It was actually pretty cool. And Amber. Castle. Is that what it was?
No, that's just a place where little teeny burgers disappear.
Right. Usually in bags of like 10. Amber, I sent you something on Messenger, by the way, for a place over in Phoenix. Let's see here. I was trying to see what else. Rick, you're awfully quiet now. You getting tired, ready for bed?
I'm getting there.
You getting there?
How's the dog?
One's still sick. The other ones are puked.
They're puked out?
Yeah, they're puked out. I just asked a little bit ago. She called the vet back, told the vet that everything, they did what they did, but one of them's pretty sick, it looks like. She took a photo of Harley. He's laying in his bed, don't feel good.
Yeah, he's going to have a tummy.
If she wouldn't leave fucking chocolate laying on the damn counter where one of the dogs can reach it, the big dog can reach up there and grab shit.
Well.
You know, I wanted to explode on her, but...
What would it do? It wouldn't do no good.
No, I wouldn't have done a damn bit of good.
What a damn bit of good. Hey, Amber May, check your Messenger real quick, by the way.
And that is called the Magic Castle.
It is
with the private club, yeah.
Yeah, okay, there you go. That's pretty funny. I never even thought about that, the Magic Castle.
Right.
Oh, man. All right, guys, I'm running out of juice for the night. I got to do this all again tomorrow.
Oh, no. You got to make up the time after what happened to this show crash.
Is the Magic Castle
double clutching tomorrow?
Bouncy house.
You want me to give you some juice?
Are optional.
You need some juice?
Double clutching.
You wish.
Truck driving.
Did you guys even hear what Robert said?
I heard.
You guys are like blabbing. What did he say, George?
He said bras are optional.
For what?
Well, everybody was talking and everything. I heard that last part. That was the most important part.
Okay.
That's the most important part.
He asked if the magic castle was a bouncy house where bras are optional. You guys totally missed it. See?
I heard the best part, though. I don't care about the bouncy house.
Well, see, I couldn't do that because I'd get two black eyes and then they'd blame it on you, Brett, and then it'd be a big mess, right?
And then there'd be a concussion in between somewhere. I just know it. Definitely. Yep.
Hey, now.
All right. I'm going to wind this thing down for the night. I appreciate everyone coming. It's been a great night. Let's get some final words for everybody up here on the panel. Let's start with you, Rick. Got any final uplifting words for everybody tonight?
Don't let your dogs get into chocolate.
Well, that's a given.
Put the chocolate further back on the counter.
Yeah, yeah. Keep it out of reach. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't lose your shit over it, Rick. You know
that. I'm not gonna.
I know you're not.
Keep your cool. I feel for my dogs, but I just want to explode.
Yeah. All right, Robert, you got some final words for everybody?
Oh, they'll explode. They'll get explosive diarrhea. Just wait.
Well, pull all the rugs out of the kitchen, I mean, she's going to be a mess for those dogs. I don't feel sorry for her.
No. I know. Robert, you got some final words for everybody here tonight?
Sure. Find 5 things to be grateful for. Keep your candy away from your pets. It's not intended for them or you. And somebody needs to come up with an adult-sized bouncy house business.
I'll go split 50-50
with an oil slide.
With an oil slide, baby oil slide.
Yeah. Yes, a baby oil slide with a wrestling rink at the bottom.
Yes,
there you go. Oh, too much. All right, Amber May, do you got some final words for everybody tonight? Hey, Amber.
That was well said.
I think we lost the glitter bomb somewhere.
She's taking notes.
Are you there?
Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah.
You got some final words for everybody tonight?
I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend and that you guys do some fun stuff together.
Absolutely. I could use that. By the way, Amber, check your messenger. I sent you a place over in Phoenix.
I saw that something came through and I'll check it out.
Okay. It's a custom shop over in Phoenix.
Okay.
So maybe something that interests you. Cool. All right. Also, let's go to George. You got some final words, George?
Well, another show in the books. Great job, everyone. Have fun. People in the baseball leagues, you're doing very well, the most part. Yeah, just keep it up. Susie, falling a little behind there by 6 points. Bounce back, girl.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
And if you can do that, do it on a bouncy house.
All right. Since we got
exactly.
Do what you can. I haven't even looked. I haven't looked in 3 days. So
oh, you're kicking Russ's ass. That's all that matters.
Sorry, Russ. Speaking of Russ, let's get some final words from Russ. Russ, got any final words for everybody tonight?
Grab a mounder and a moon pie, man. Have a good day.
Yeah. Hey, brother. Thanks for coming in tonight, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's good to have you here, man. If I had time, I'd be popping in all over the place in other shows right now. Yeah, this whole work thing has kind of killed my chi right now. But we'll make it back. I'll be back soon enough. All right, Susie, got some final words for everybody tonight?
Life's too short. Live, love, and laugh often.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seaman. Don't swim in the salt and sea. Yeah, we'll stay out of that.
You don't need to. You float anyway. So
yeah, right, exactly. Scott, you got some final words for everybody tonight?
Yeah, well, I had a thing for Robert.
Okay.
Obviously never been to an Hispanic 1-year-old's birthday party if you didn't think bouncy houses were for adults.
I want a brick and mortar location somewhere I can go to often.
But I my quote tonight's from Albert Einstein. It's be a loner that gives you time to wonder, to search for the truth, have holy curiosity, make your life worth living.
Pretty much there.
Sitting at home on a Friday night.
It's a good one.
Yeah. God, I don't know why this went through my head when you were reading that off. Like, be a loner, get a boner. I don't know. There was all
sorts of bad things. You just wanted it to rhyme.
That's maybe it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, hurry up and get home, damn it.
No shit. I don't know where it was going with that.
Boner. All right.
Nothing worse than being a loner with a boner. Just saying.
That's no fun for me.
Oh, God, what is it wrong with you?
Giggly now. I know when that
the
happens,
only one that's good for is Rosie.
Right. Boner.
God. I said boner. Hey,
boner again. Wow.
We're like third graders.
Man. Yeah, no shit. This whole room is, you know. Where'd Rick go? Where the hell did Rick go? We lost Rick. Why is he going to run from it? Mark the Seaman, thanks for being here, man. Good to have you here. Be safe up there in the bear and keep your head below the radar, man. Final words for me. I'm going to say it to you, and I'm going to say it to you again. Get out there and spend your kids' inheritance and live life to the fullest. Enjoy life out there. You know what? We get one time around this thing, so do it to it and enjoy yourself.
That
all
reminded
right.
me of what that congresswoman said, that the moon was a ball of gas. So I was like, who are you?
You know, everybody's giggling at boners. But, you know, if you say the younger generation and you refer to it as a Woody, they have no clue of what you're talking about.
I never heard of that.
Right. Mm-hmm. A Woody? You never think about
You've
Woody's
never heard of it referred to as that?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, but kids don't know that.
Yeah, I know. I know Woodies.
No, my kids know that. I don't know what kind of kids you're around, but my kids know that. Yeah, they got YouTube and TikTok.
We can call the Bouncy House Company Woody's Funtime Playhouse.
Woody's everywhere.
There you go.
Robert's like all over this.
I've been awake for a grand total of, I don't know, what is it, 30 minutes now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're stuck on Bouncy House and boobs, you know, and no bras. So we're good. I mean,
we know what he was dreaming about.
I think he's starting a new business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. I'm going to wind this thing down. You know what? Ain't got much tomorrow. Check out the Old Man's Podcast, 6 a.m. Alaska time, 10 a.m. Eastern. It's Thursday, so throw down with Russ Brown as he sits back and watches everyone else run the show.
You're gonna
have Amber on there, right? So, Amber, you're gonna be there tomorrow, right? Yeah.
I'm going to try to get on there, yeah.
Yeah, you know when Russ is on, you're going to get on there just so you could talk smack. I mean, it's just what you do. Poor Russ gets on there. It's his day to be one of the navigators, and he can't even get a word in edgewise.
More pounds for the ounce.
He doesn't even try.
BP thinks you guys need to open a bouncy house and call it More Bounce for the Ounce.
So Brett, you know what Russ's theme song is?
I do. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please. Sure.
This don't impress me much.
No, I'm not impressed with the moon, mate.
His theme song is from Shania Twain.
What is your actual theme song?
Every time me and the old man are into something, he's like, it ain't that great.
What's that?
Wonderful.
Yeah, whatever it is that day, man. I don't know.
Whatever it is that day?
Okay. Yeah, whatever.
No, but me and the old man are talking, and we're enjoying. We think this one thing's really cool, and then Russ will come on. It sucks. It's not that cool.
It does suck, dude. They're talking about the eclipse, and they're like, "Oh wow, I've seen it here and there." And freaking Mike Leon got on, like, "It came right over Dallas," and I'm like, "Dude, like, why y'all ain't doing the damn?" The damn moon just made a shadow, man. Calm down, bro. You see them every day. Like, what the hell? Like, calm down, bro.
It's it didn't raise the dead, like, for crying really, out loud.
I mean, I know it's cool and everything. You pull out your little dorky glasses, sit there and stare at the sky for 15 minutes. But, dude, it's really not that big of a deal, man. Like, let's be real about it, dude. The moon just went in front of the sun. I mean, shit was bound to happen. That's what I told the old man. He's like, but it was astronomical that it ever... Like, dude, it's mathematical, man. This shit was bound to happen. Three balls rotating on an orbit. Shit's going to happen, dude. Like,
and yeah, like, 20 years it's like a five-year-old dance party. Not a single one of them's in unison.
Yeah, and guess what? In 20 years, it's going to happen again.
Seriously? So there, man. Like, yeah. Back in 2017, they're like, back in 2017, they're like, oh, solar eclipse, total solar eclipse. You'll never see this shit again in your lifetime. Then all of a sudden, here we are in 2024, and they're like, oh, a solar eclipse. I'm like, I thought you said.
Yeah, I know.
Like, what? Like, do you even know how we're spinning, guys? Like, is that really a thing? I don't know.
Yeah, there's a whole graph on where and when the next ones are going to happen over the next 20 years.
Scott, what do you think about that? I mean, you got all excited over the eclipse, didn't you? I mean,
I did.
Just having fun out there.
I did.
What really blows my mind is that you'll be like total eclipse going over Australia, and over here in America, we're like, nobody gives a shit.
It
crosses our path. It's like the whole world.
I did take the kitchen trash out.
That don't impress me much.
I mean, it's four more minutes you could get back from your life. I mean, that's it. It's cool.
I really think Russ did a really great job of explaining my inner feelings towards the eclipse without me ever saying anything. I don't have to say shit. You just totally fucking laid it out. Like, that was just totally me. I was like, who gives a fuck? It's a fucking shadow.
It just made animals and old people act like idiots.
Well, they always did act like idiots, though.
Yeah, the only reason animals are acting like idiots is because people are acting like idiots. And I was like, what the fuck's going on? They're going to finally shoot us
right.
The whole
mile?
Like,
eating off of it. They were really totally eating off of it. Yeah.
Is that that lady driving around shooting people in Florida?
No.
She said it was because of the eclipse and Jesus.
The what?
I mean, that thing makes you sound like a sane adult more than that.
I was shooting somebody because of the eclipse.
I just can't believe that woman said the moon is a ball of gas. I'm like, you're such
who's that? AOC? AOC said one day that NASA would be able to travel to the sun and really explore what's going on.
Okay. You first.
Wow.
You first.
Absolutely.
Finally, and she said, and finally put the conspiracies to rest.
Finally put conspiracies to rest? Seriously?
Yeah, that the sun's going to just burn your ass up. Yeah.
Eric said that the person Amber's talking about is Sheila Jackson Lee.
Okay.
So that's a good Floridian name.
Does she own a house?
No. She's a rep.
No, but BP has another name for you for the bouncy house, Bouncy Boobs.
Hey, that doesn't necessarily mean girls. You know, there's men with
tons of
chests. Yes, and you're welcome, Amber. Some of us do a lot of work to make sure that happens.
I'm sure there's going to be a weight
loss. Yeah, that takes boob sweat.
I think about that every time I walk downstairs.
So So if Philip opened a restaurant, he would name it something.
How many of you guys just reached up and grabbed your tits to make sure that they're still flat?
How many of you guys sit there? How many of you guys sit there and grab a fucking Kleenex to clean up the boob sweat from underneath?
So
I use KT tape to keep him in place.
Do you? Wow. Okay. If you ever want to go a little stronger, use gaffer's tape. But it will take the hair with it, just to let you know.
Right. Yeah. No, the hair needs to stay.
Yeah.
I use bubble tape.
Use bubble tape. What?
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I just decided to join in.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
If Philip owned a restaurant, one of his marketing things would be like topless servers. And when he came in, it would be these hairy men without a shirt on.
Yeah, that only worked for like the first night before it hit the internet and everybody knew.
That's just wrong. Yeah, I
know, right?
it's called Beard Cave.
Beard Cave? Is that Beard what you Cave? Said? Oh, God. You guys are killing me. Oh, all right, man. This show is brought to you by the great people at Clear Sky Lodge, Nenana Repair, Nenana Depot.
Also here's another name BP came up with. Topless Bounce House Restaurant called the Boobs, Burgers, and Bounce.
Boobs, Burger, and Bounce? I like that.
Okay. Yeah.
And they have it, the eating area is a bar set up around the bouncy house.
Hey, where you always get a good seat? Is that what you're thinking, Ryan?
Right. Yeah, there's always a good seat.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right, Russ, you going to roll over a show after this?
Yeah, shit. No.
Maybe. Yes, no, maybe.
It's late, isn't it? Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah?
You feeling it?
Yeah, for a little bit.
Okay. All right. Everyone head on over, check out Outside of Normal with Russ Brown, and he's going to be coming up next. I got one more song for you guys on the way out. Thank you guys all for joining us here, everyone in the chat and everyone up on the panel. It's been a great night. I got a good song for you. Yeah, it goes right along with the eclipse. From myself, Denali Burrow Brett, along with Benson Scott, and executive producer Miss Susie, everyone here on the panel, Miss Amber May, Russell, Robert, Nana Rick from earlier. Thank you guys for being here, Miss Amber May as well. It's been a great night, lots of fun. Look forward to seeing you guys again next Tuesday. We'll be back with Toys, Tools, and Things at 5 p.m. Alaska time, 9 p.m. Eastern, and then again on Wednesday with the Variety Show. All right, like I said, I got one more song for you guys on the way out. If you guys would mute up for me, and let's do a little, how about a little Light in My Shadow? That goes along with the eclipse. Here we go. Thank you guys all for joining us here at The Pulse. We'll be right back.
it next. Back to the wall with the future at your steps. We never had a chance at all. We listen to the warning calls. Starting out. Conscience weighed me down. Blacking out isn't doing me good, so I knew what I had to do. Call you up and admit that I've been a fool.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us here at The Pulse. Be safe and be kind. And we're out of here. Thank you all.